Good morning. It's Parshas Tetzava Wednesday, Toshin Pei Dalad. The pasuk begins Vatot Tetzavis Bnei Yisrael V'yichu Eilecha Hashem and Zayizah. So the Mefarshim asked the question, why does it say V'yichu Eilecha? We spoke about this on Monday. We spoke about the novel Meshech Chochma that talks about the Eilecha, the Maila that Moshe Rabbeinu himself had, that he would have Nevuah, even at night when the menorah was lit. But I'd like to share other pshatim with you on the word Eilecha, and also on the word Vatot Tetzava, because the Mefarshim ask, what is it Vatot Tetzava? Usually you have the Lashon Tzav, right? This question is asked by the Hamik Dover. What I'd like to do is share a thought, combine two thoughts. They complement each other, and in many ways they're on the same derech, but they are expressed a bit differently and picking up on different notes from Chazal. One is from the Netziv and the beginning of the Parsha, and one is from the Taurus Michael from Rav Schlager. So I'm going to use both of these forms to try to complete a thought here. So you have a concept that the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a personal gift to Moshe Rabbeinu, as the pasuk says in Malachi, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. The pasuk refers to the Torah as Torah Moshe Avdi. Yes, Moshe was the go-between. He was the shliach to give the Torah Klal Yisrael, but yet there was some kind of personal attachment that Moshe Rabbeinu had with the Torah. It says, Ksav lecha, the pasuk says, and the Chazal say, Bischuscha ani nosin es haTorah liYisrael, that in your schus I'm giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael in Dvarim and Ekev, Vayitnem Hashem a lie, that Hashem gave the Torah to me, says Moshe. And Chazal say, what he's saying is, Li nasanam, Hashem gave the Torah to me, Vani nahakti imachem ayin tova, that I am nayag and ayin tova with Klal Yisrael. I have a generous eye, so I'm sharing the good, so to speak. V'nasati osa lochem. This has to be understood. And if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a generous eye, so Klal Yisrael wouldn't have the Torah. So how do we understand it? How do we understand that this was like a personal gift to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he decided, out of the goodness of his heart, the generosity of his heart, to share it with Klal Yisrael? So what's being developed here by both of these svarim is that we have the two aspects of Torah, and let's start maybe a little bit the way the Taurus Michael focuses this. He says that even though Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah b'shlichas, but that is the written Torah, and even in the halachas, Moshe Mesinai, and so on and so forth. But there's an aspect of Torah that's referred to the Chochmas HaTorah, the Chochmah of Torah, and the Havana, Dover Mitoch Dover, to be able to apply and to extrapolate one thing from the next, Maven Dover Mitoch Dover. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu received on his own, this other dimension of Torah, which was not directly given to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says in the Dorim that even though the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over the Torah to Moshe, Al Menashim surrendered Lishol for the purpose of giving it over, Mikomakom es ingin ha-pilpul b'Torah, it's what we call pilpul. Pilpul is that when you draw otherwise maybe seemingly disparate aspects of Torah together, and you extrapolate and you bring out the essence of each one, and you compare one to the other, and v'havanas davar mitach davar, understanding one from the other, that's the Moshe Rabbeinu, he received that on his own. We'll call that in our jargon chedushei Torah, to be able to be mechadish chedushei Torah, to go beyond what you see in the written word, and to be able to put other put the Torah of the concepts together, such as to create new illuminations of Torah. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu received that was not necessarily intended for Klal Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu was noyig tevis ayim b'Yisrael, and he gave under the we'll call it the pilpul and the oimak of Torah to Klal Yisrael. This is what he was manchel to Klal Yisrael. There's a Zohar he cites Now, Rav Farshlager will always cite Zohar's. He was such a bucky and all kind of Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah. Just his knowledge is amazing. He says Yisrael, Klal Yisrael are doimel la isfei asada, compared to the grass that grows outside, and Moshe Rabbeinu is like a person who waters the grass. In other words, that this is talking about the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah, taught Torah to Klal Yisrael, taught different aspects of Torah, and it brings out vegetation, it brings out growth. And he says that this is what we understand. Ve'yikhu eilecha shemen zayizach. Now, what is the word eilecha? Take for yourself. Now, the Ramban says eilecha means they had to bring the oil to Moshe Rabbeinu for Moshe Rabbeinu to inspect it with, whether it was truly pure and free of any sediments. That's the way the Ramban learns the word eilecha. Then at Siv here, he says he disagrees with that. He says it does. He says what? And after Moshe Rabbeinu, and after he was Nifter, and in the future when they bring Shem and Zayas for the menorah and future generations, there's no Moshe Rabbeinu, so what, he's the only one that could check out? I mean, the Nativ just kind of rejects the Ramban's pshat and the word Eilecha that was brought to him for his inspection. He says, is that what the Torah wants to tell us? So he looks askance at that pshat in the Ramban. But he's saying, V'yikho Eilecha, now we get back to the thing that we spoke about on Monday, and that the menorah is a remnant of Torah, the Or of Torah, and the oil that you light with the menorah brings about this chokhmah hapnimius of the Torah, brings in the inner dimension of Torah, and he says just like the oil gives powers, the fuel for the flame, so through the chokhmah of Torah and the pnimius of Torah, again, that aspect of Torah, which we only have because Moshe Rabbeinu shared that with us, so then you could bring about the illumination of the Or Torah. You're going to have concepts in Torah. You're going to have sometimes contradictions, and you need that chokhmah of Torah to be maven dover mitoch dover. I'm speaking in very general terms because if you ask me exactly when does the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu received that was intended for Klal Yisrael, where does that stop, and where does the new chokhmah satorah, the pilpul haTorah, the havana Torah midevorah? I'm just kind of preempting Jonathan Witten's question because I saw the consternation written all over his fence. So maybe you could relax that. You could relax that expression and know that I acknowledge your question, Jonathan. Okay, and now this is what the Torah means when it says v'yichu eilecha, that Bnei Yisrael, they should attach themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu in order for this participation of Klal Yisrael and that aspect of Torah, in order for that to exist. So v'yichu eilecha shemen zayis, they bring the shemen zayis, and as by bringing that to Moshe Rabbeinu, what they're doing is they're creating that chibur. They participate in the menorah itself. So in other words, in all other aspects, it doesn't say v'yichu eilecha, but here what's trying to be expressed is that ayidei hachibur l'Moshe Rabbeinu, through the attachment to Moshe Rabbeinu, you yichol l'kabli mimenu a shefa chachmas haTorah, they could receive from him the abundance of Torah, and then they could now receive the pnimius, the inner parts of the Torah. But this is only because they make this conscious effort to attach themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what they accomplish by v'yikho eilecha. They bring it to you. When they bring the oil to you, so to speak, they are attaching themselves to you. And he says something very interesting. The same way that this partnership is created at the time of the Mishkan, that when Klal Yisrael brings the oil to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says this is true in every generation, that when Klal Yisrael attaches them to the Talmid HaChamim of every generation, then this keeps on that dynamic, that Klal Yisrael Zeicha to the oratory. You know, we have tremendous Talmid HaChamim, we have tremendous Rebbeim in Klal Yisrael, we have people that give Shiurim, and what they're doing is that they're spreading the Torah that they receive from the Rebbeim from generation to generation, but the Talmidim, they are Mishamish the Rebbeim, they create that attachment. And he says something so interesting. He says, we find in the Gemara that a Talmid HaChamim HaGol, the Godel Hador, right? So we're all thinking about who would this apply to, but whoever that is, his nickname is Moshe. there is a Moshe in every generation. We find the Gemara in Sukkah Lamates that Rav Safra says to Rava, after Rava said something, he says, Moshe, Shaper Kamet. Moshe, you said very well. He referred to him as Moshe. What is the pshat in that? He says that that's a Gemara in Sukkah Lamates, and you look at Rashi there. He says it's brought in the name of the Arizal, should call Talmud Chochem HaMuflug B'Doroi, every Talmud Chochem that's the Muflug in his generation, Yesh Boi Nitzutz Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu, has some spark from the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he's called he's referred to as the Moshe, and he cites the Shalom as well. But that nitzutz, that kind of spark that the Talmud Chacham has from the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, makes him zoicha to the Amita Shel Torah, and he's able to give to the door this level of Torah. So we have the same ability to tap into whatever we call Chochmah and Pilpul when we're sitting and learning the Torah, and we find we have something that it lights up in our heads like a light bulb. Again, I can't even tell you where the original Torah starts and the Pilpul ends and the Pilpul starts, but as we're engaged in the process of learning Torah, we are being nurtured by the Moshes of the generation. He goes from one place of saying that it's only the greatest Talmud Chacham of the generation, and then he kind of he goes into a mode of where he's saying that it's in each generation that there are these Talmid Chachamim who possess that that midah. So whether it's the outstanding Talmud Chacham, whether it's the, I guess we'll say that like the Reb Chaim Kanievsky was recognized as the Kol HaTorah Kula Yid, I don't know, who knows? But it seems like it's not limited. This concept, this Moshe Rabbeinu like relationship with Klal Yisrael, you know, goes from one generation to the next, and therefore it's V'yikhu Lecha. And then he says V'ata Titzave. So that answers V'yikhu Lecha. The Jews bring the oil in order to attach themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu. But now he says there's another aspect. Va'ata tetzave, you Moshe. It doesn't say tzavis b'nei Yisrael. It says the Lashon va'ata. He says the reason is he wants to work it the other way too. He says that the oil and the menorah, not only is it a chibur between Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, but it also is an effort on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, to become a receptacle, right, to that whole hashpah of the Torah, right, in such a way that he can give it over. So it's a two-way road. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu is the standard and everybody attaches themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has to make that effort as well, Batat Tetzava, to create that partnership himself, to become a clay kibul and to round out that whole dynamic whereby he's producing the pilpul, the chachma of Torah, the illumination of Torah, something that he gave by Ayin Tova. I just think it's a marvelous thing. You know, we say when a person does a chesed, so we can't even be mazik how much schus a person has when he does an act of chesed. You know, I was just in Cleveland the night before last. You know, we were there for the Bikur Cholim dinner. They honored my son and daughter-in-law for the Young Leadership Award, and it was amazing. Just want to say this, there were 800 people at the dinner, and the whole community embraces this Maisid, and the things that they do, and the kind of chesed that they do, and the testimony from recipients, and people that from around the world that were talking on the video, how they had no one to turn to. An Israeli family, she had a brain tumor, they landed, they came for the operation the day before October 7th, and none of their family could come when the war broke out. They were all alone, and they had the bigger cholim of Cleveland just walked them through. They were there. They took care of them from soup to nuts for those weeks and months. And just you hear these just beautiful stories, and you think to yourself, it's the wonderful chesed that they do. It shines and it creates a chesed. Look at the ultimate chesed that Moshe Rabbeinu did 3,500 years ago. He was noyeg ayin teva. He uses ayin teva, and that's a chesed. And he gave what he had. He didn't have to give it over. He could have sat on it, you know, and just sat and look and learned the Torah. the pilpul of Torah himself, but he wanted to give it to Klai Yisrael. So the Torah that we learned 3,500 years later, we should understand it is not only the matana Tova that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, and we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us the Torah, and we're special people because of the Torah, but an aspect of the Torah is the Moshe Rabbeinu's HaTova that he gave to Klai Yisrael, the Zichu Teres Moshe, Vayitna Hashem Melech, Hashem gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave it over to us. We are constantly the recipients of this Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu shared with us, and as I said, that Talmid Chacham of every generation share. So that is one concept of what was happening. And then the Netziv, in order to expound on this a bit more, I was going to run this off, but I see I'm not going to have time anyway to read it. But he cites the Midrashim that talks about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was kind of sad and down when Hashem says, "Vatah hakrev lechas Aaron echicha, bring Aaron your brother close to you for the Kohen, to give him the instructions of being a Kohen." And he was sad that he was passed over. He wasn't the Kohen Gadol. He lost that ability. And he says, and the Pasuk says, that Lulei Sarasra Shashui Azavadati Ba'ani, if not for the Torah that I play with, so to speak, I would be lost in my poverty. And it says, when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hatah hakrev lecha horolo." It was, you know, he felt sad. And so the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Don't feel bad. I gave you the Torah, and that is going to bring you up on a high level." So the Netziv is speaking about to understand the beauty of the Torah. And he wants to say the difference between, and we touched on this earlier in the week, the difference between the Aron and the Menorah. He wants to say that the Aron HaKodesh is it's Bo Liyut HaDibris. It's coming to contain the Aseres HaDibris, the Torah Shebiksav, and the Torah Shebal Peh. He says, but still, Va'adayin, even after the Aron and the Torah and everything that the Aron contains, he says, it doesn't contain the pilpul and the chiddush that we've been speaking about. A person can be mechadish and say novel thoughts of Torah. Dvar halacha she'enu mekubelus. Sometimes, you know, you could say something without the koyach chiddush and come out with the wrong halacha. And therefore, this koyach is called Talmud. When we say Talmud, Gemara, so everything that we've been talking about this morning, we could define that as the Talmud. And he says, this is the koyach of the menorah. This is the sheva chachmas that we spoke about before, and v'chol koyachas hanidrashim lepilpul shel Torah. All the koyachas that are required for pilpul, that's contained in the menorah, and that is symbolic of kaftareim ufrachayim, the knobs and the flowers of the menorah. Those knobs and the beautiful to look at. That refers to the pilpul of Torah. The Gemara, the Medrash says, Reb Tarfon, when he would hear something, that pilpul that was beautiful, he would respond, say, "Ah, kafta v'ferach. This is beautiful. This is a knob, and this is a flower." The kafta v'ferach is that aspect of Torah that sounds beautiful to our ears. He says, and this is really the koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Again, reiterating what I said earlier, this aspect of Torah that we were talking about, that is especially associated with the menorah, not the Aron HaKodesh. The Aron HaKodesh is more the Torah that was intended to be given to Klal Yisrael. The menorah is that dimension that Moshe Rabbeinu shared with Klal Yisrael. That's the Koyach of Koyach and Pilpul, and therefore that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was appeased when he felt crestfallen, that he wasn't able to be the Kohen Gadol. Hashem says, "Lulei Sarasra Shashuei," the Shashum of Torah is lack for a better word. You enjoy the Torah, you play with the Torah, you apply the methods of Pilpul and Maven Dover Mitach Dover. He says, this is what sustained Moshe Rabbeinu, and this was his. And that, the appeasement, I just want to emphasize this again, this which Moshe Rabbeinu was appeased by, he could have kept it himself as an appeasement. He shared it with all of us in future generations. And this is what the menorah is all about. That is the aspect of the menorah that we don't have in the Aron, and therefore that explains the aces. And this aspect of the menorah, incidentally, was Nischad. This is the Koyach of Torah that is especially celebrated in the Nes of Chanukah, because the Chanukah is all about the kindling of the menorah. So when we get to Chanukah, we talk about how we mechazik ourselves. It's in that new upper level, that level of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu shared with Klal Yisrael, the menorah type of Torah, that is what was in Schazik and the miracle of Chanukah, we should be zeicha to tap into all aspects of the Torah, the Chiddush, the Pilpul, the Lulis, the Rosh Hashanah, of Zavari Di Ba'anyi, and we should be zeicha to constantly grow in the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah and Tishtaik. Have a good day, everyone.